Remove black magic spells. Have you tried to break the cycle of negativity over and over again to no avail? Have you turned to tarot card readers and spiritual teachers, and nothing helped? If you have the feeling or were told black magic has been cast upon you, it is important to contact a person who possessed the abilities to remove black magic spells. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to an in-depth process that will allow you to free yourself forever. Why did former attempt to remove black magic spells fail? Some tarot readers may offer to remove black magic spells. More often than not, unfortunately, the success will be partial at best. There are several reasons for this. 1. Black magic is powerful and complex to remove and requires extensive knowledge of Kabbalistic ciphers and codes. 2. Tarot readings and clairvoyance are forbidden according to Kabbalah. 3. There are many women in the field and it is possible that they do not adhere to purity laws and most likely did not study Kabbalah in an organized Beit Midrash. 4. The pretense to tell futures is puzzling. After all, if they could predict the roulette numbers in a casino, they wouldn't have to work a day in their lives. Remove black magic spells through a unique process. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the phenomenon of fortune-telling that plants false hopes in the hearts of people in need. The only way to remove negative effects from people's lives is to strengthen their present and future and remove black magic spells solely according to the halacha, by the spiritual ethics that obligate those engaged in the craft. It should be clarified that Samuel Zohar Yanai will not cast black magic on people. These actions direct attacks towards the God Himself, since every person is created in His image. In a discreet and personalized process for all beliefs and religions, regardless of race and gender, without any need of your presence, we will carry out an in-depth and comprehensive process that includes the following principles. Continuous removal process. One-time processes are ineffective against such powerful spells. Therefore, I accompany you closely and repeat the process every 30 days until we make sure that the effect has been completely removed. Removing all energetic damages. I do not only remove black magic spells, but ill wishes, evil eye, and curses. After removing all of these effects, I will perform energetic defenses that will prevent the magical attacks from recurring. Counseling in all areas of life to improve your resilience. To ensure that the attack does not repeat itself and to restore resilience to the body and mind weakened by the spell, I provide personalized advice on the use of vitamins and herbs and provide personal and business coaching to help you restore your personal relationships and career damaged due to the spell. Reopening the energy channels after the removal is complete and the protections are performed, I will reopen the positive energy channels and restore the normal flow. Remove black magic spells, how to improve the chances of success. Dealing with the situation as early as possible and committing to the process will significantly improve your chances to overcome. Therefore, do not postpone it and quickly turn to a professional committed to our well-being. I invite you to contact me today here on the website, on WhatsApp or by phone and get an answer to any question you may have. The various kinds of spells. The world of witchcraft is ancient and covers almost every culture on earth. Its roots date back to the days of ancient man, even before the invention of writing. The various spells can be classified into several main types. Natural magic. The natural magic was studied and performed among prehistoric tribes, mainly in Africa. The sorcerer of the tribe would cast a spell on the hunting party, and bless the weapons, spears and stone hammers, usually through dancing around the tribal fire and various chants. Requesting assistance from the forces of fire and earth, in the days when the forces of nature were not yet divided into different gods, was also common. Natural magic was very basic and primitive. However, natural magic has evolved over the years and is still used today. Natural magic involves active communication with spirits of plants and trees, moon cycles and seasons. The tools may be as simple as large tree branches, mostly useful and not poisonous, or plants cut in the middle for healing and healing purposes. The rituals are often performed by moonlight in the great outdoors, aim to influence the weather, for the purposes of healing or harm. Magical spell. The magical spell is of a more spiritual nature. It also involves rituals using accessories and incense, but its purpose is to achieve fragrant transcendence and strengthen the sorcerer's connection to the universe. In the higher ranks, the spell is used for the material success of the sorcerer. There is no evidence when exactly the use of high magic began, but it is believed to be very ancient, from the days of Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt. A simple spell. Simple spell is divided into two types of witchcraft. Hermetic witchcraft uses mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities only, without objects or auxiliary materials, and claims people and objects with mental influence for a positive or negative purpose. The second type of simple magic is also called kitchen witchery, in which most or all of the actions are performed using various objects, protective measures, and ritual tools. The simple spell is generally positive in nature and aims to protect the human environment both through objects and through channeling, trance, and meditation. Black magic. Among the types of witchcraft, black magic is naturally the most harmful and dangerous. Evidence of it begins from the days of ancient Egypt, through all the peoples of the Middle East to Greece and Rome, and it is widely practiced in Africa as well. There is less evidence of black magic in Northern European or American cultures, where there were curses and spirits doing the work of black magic themselves. Black magic tools are evil and harmful spirits, the dead who have sinned or vengeful souls, are summoned. Such practice ID of course from a religious perspective. Obscure cursing of objects, from clothes and shoes to a ring. Dolls, voodoo. Curse rituals, such as shur. Animals considered unclean, carcasses of animals or birds of prey, and poisonous snakes. For the purpose of black magic, hidden tools such as cracked mirrors, dark plants and poison plants, or clothes of the dead are also used. The great danger in black magic stems from the intensity of the hatred it carries and the extent of its destruction. Any attempt to remove black magic spells must always be thorough and complete. White magic. Despite the positive context in the name, white magic is magic for all intents and purposes, but its purpose is to promote success. White magic is also one of the most important types of magic. It has existed for thousands of years and is not intended to fight against black magic, but to strengthen people. The spell is performed through healing rituals, prayers and physical and energetic cleansing using fortifying plants or potions, various energetic meditative practices and connecting with the spirit of nature. Love spell. A love spell is designed to affect relationships. Its roots are in ancient Egypt and from there it spread to all the cultures of the region, including the Hebrews. Sorcery gained momentum in the Roman Empire, and then among the Muslims and the Persians. It is cast using objects, pictures, candles, and oils, sometimes combined with different texts. Since the spell is done without the knowledge or will of the bewitched and is unpredictable, it can often cause irreversible damage. Objects enchantment. Objects enchantment is performed to forcefully summon a blessing in material aspects such as livelihood, goods, food, or money. Here too, due to its forced nature, the results may be unexpected. Control spell. A control spell is the most dangerous of all spell types. There are many testimonies of such actions in mythological and biblical stories: Balaam, Merlin, the Yellow Emperor, Aladdin, Dracula, Aleister Crowley. Sorcerers who work in this field are not prophets, but are endowed with the ability to manipulate natural forces such as fire, water, and air, in order to people and nations. Misuse of a control spell brings with it tremendous destruction to the operator and the environment in which he operates, especially when it comes to an ordered and initiated spell. There are positive control spells, but one must make sure they are completely controlled. Symbolic magic. Symbolic magic is a quite superficial type of magic. Those are performed using various relatable symbols for positive purposes. Its effectiveness is limited, but it does not cause harm. Want to learn more about the world of witchcraft and get help from an expert to remove black magic spells? Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to contact him now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone to answer any question or to schedule a consultation.